This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Enterprise BizBytes, presented by Allianz Malaysia.
Good afternoon and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. It is Monday, the 28th of March. My name is Audrey Raj and joining me in the studio is the lovely Frida Liu.
Hello.
So on
it's
the It is Monday. It's not Friday, of course, that's our favorite day. But on the show today, we are talking about the recently amended Employment Act. So much to unpack, and we have across the station over the last week or so. But what we're going to do today is, you know, we're going to talk about whether the new amendments are adequate. And we also have a really special guest, and I'm going to tease this out and not tell you who it is yet. But she has been amazing and she's been very instrumental in some of parts of the amendments in this employment
10 years in the
bill.
Making.
10 years in the making. Let's kick things off, Frida.
All right. And of course, if you got any comments as we're talking, there is always Twitter at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. So last week, the Dewan Rakyat approved the Employment Amendment Bill 2021, which is aimed at enhancing protection for workers against discrimination and further safeguarding their well-being. So when tabling the bill for a second reading, Deputy Human Resources Minister Dato' Awang Hashim said the Employment Act will come into force in Peninsular Malaysia and Labuan. He added that the proposed amendment involves 46 clauses, which include 28 amended clauses, 10 new clauses, and 6 repeated clauses. The main objective of the Employment Amendment Bill 2021 is to increase and improve the protection and welfare of workers in the country. So Dr. Awang Hashim also said the bill also seeks to ensure that the provisions of national labour laws are in line with international labour standards as outlined by the International Labour Organization, or ILO.
Right. So let's just give you a quick breakdown of what these amendments mean. First up, amendments to the Act include allowing staff to apply for flexible working arrangements from their employers, depending, of course, on the suitability of the working hours, working days, or their workplace, as well as extending employees' maternity leave from 60 to 98 days, which is a significant leap, right? Now, it also strictly prohibits termination of female employees who are pregnant or suffering from illness arising out of her pregnancy, except on grounds relating to misconduct, willful breach of the employment contract, or closure of business.
I think what surprised most people was a 7-day paid paternity leave for married male employees for each confinement, up to a total of 5 confinements, irrespective of the number of spouses, was also approved.
Yes.
Interesting.
Now, the bill also saw higher penalties for offences under the Act, with maximum fine penalties raised from RM10,000 to RM50,000, while the existing punishment of a fine originally capped at RM50,000 will be further increased to a very hefty RM100,000.
And also under a new section called Section 90B, any employer who threatens, deceives or forces employees to carry out any activity, service or work and prevents employee from leaving the place where such activity, service or work is performed is committing an offence of forced labour under the Act. So employers who do this could be fined up to RM100,000 or imprisoned for up to 2 years or both. The government also repeated the portion of the Act which contains specific provisions on women working at night and working underground. Apparently, this was done to provide equal treatment and protection to women and men workers in accordance with the relevant ILO conventions, Discrimination, Employment and Occupation Convention 1998 or number 111.
Yeah. Now, so obviously, this is a pretty significant change in terms of leveling up worker rights in Malaysia. Now, so we figured the best way to understand the impact of this amendment would be to get in touch with someone who has been pushing for these changes for a very long time. Now, after the break, we'll get in touch with Tan Mei Lee. She is the partner and executive director of Perspective Strategies. You may have heard her on air. And she's also the former exco of Women's Aid Organization, or WAO. And Mili has been personally impacted by previous bills or lack of previous bills, which is something we'll ask her to expand on later.
Right. So when I was looking at this, there's so much to there. Apart from the obvious, the you know, not hiring someone because someone's pregnant, there are a lot of other elements to this as well, right? What's encouraging paternity leave 1 week, which I think should be longer. I always believe in paternal leave.
Yes.
Is that the word? parental leave, right? Where it's both men and women. But this is a great step forward. And I think it's so archaic when someone gets fired because you're pregnant.
Yes.
It's so, because it's like, you know, they don't realize the whole, and it's, this is the unconscious bias or bias, you know, a very conscious bias maybe, but it's like, it's only the woman that can get pregnant. Right? So it's inevitable, right? And to say that, so when you, are you going to get more kids? No, well, it's something that you have to discuss with my husband as well, if you have a husband, right?
Yeah.
But something that is a joint discussion, right? I'm sure if the husband could get pregnant, he would, right? But it's just not possible. So, you know, to put someone and say, you're not hired because, you know, you're 3 months pregnant or 6 months pregnant.
Yeah.
And I just want to share a little story as well. Jermaine B, who used to work here, when she joined BFM for a while and she was 3 months pregnant, she was afraid to tell Malik Ali, the owner, about it. And Malik was like, what's the big deal? You know, we want you, we want you. So you get pregnant, you have a baby, you get your leave, and then you continue
working.
You
come back.
Right? So it's like, and it shouldn't, you know, I mean, that's the thing.
Deter an employer in any way.
Right. If you want to hire the best talent, right, and the best talent comes in all forms and all genders, right, unfortunately, we're the only one with the vessel.
Indeed. So, share with us your thoughts. Tell us what you think. You've had the weekend to kind of let this digest, the amendments to the Employment Act. And, you know, what are your thoughts? 7 days enough? What do you think about maternity leave being bumped up from 60 days to 98 days? Anything else about this amendment that doesn't sit right with you? I know there are many out there who have some thoughts on this. So get in touch with us and, well, tell us your thoughts. 018-789-8899 is a number to reach us on WhatsApp. You can also chime in on Twitter at BFM Radio is our handle. We'll be back in just a few minutes, but here's Aerosmith with The Other Side. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Stay tuned to Enterprise Biz Bytes, presented by Allianz Malaysia.
Backing feminist movements. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Enterprise Biz Bytes, presented by Allianz Malaysia.
And we're back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are talking about the Employment Act that's been amended recently. Now, for years, industry experts have spoken about the importance of adequate maternity and paternity leave and the impact it has on employee well-being. And more recently, the importance of flexible work arrangements has been an ongoing hot topic as well. And with the government's recent amendment to the Employment Act, both these issues have been addressed in a significant way that puts us on the level of many developing countries around the world, but there's always more work to be done.
Right.
And
it's very progressive. I have to applaud them.
Yeah,
right.
Right. Now, if you missed out on some of the major amendments, we discussed this just before the break. You can go look for the podcast to catch up on that, available on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. Our app, of course, the BFM app is available on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. But right now, we have on the line with us a very special guest.
Right. Of course, this is Tan Mei Lee, a partner executive director of Perspective Strategies and former exco of Women's Aid Organization. And she has been, you know, instrumental working behind the scenes for 10 years, you know, trying to make changes to this. And just as we're going through, again, if you have any comments, there's a tweet, Twitter at BFM Radio, WhatsApp at 018-789-8899. So Mei Lee, thanks for being on the line. Firstly, what was your initial thoughts on the passing of this bill? And were you satisfied with the outcome?
I am extremely pleased with the outcome, definitely. Firstly, this is a significant move towards gender equality at the workplace, as well as respecting the rights of not just mothers, but fathers as well, as parents.
Right.
Secondly, I see this as a narrowing of gap between the private and public sector. For instance, currently our constitution under Article 8.2 has provision against gender discrimination, which covers pregnancy discrimination. But this is only for the public sector. With this new amendment to the Employment Act, protection against pregnancy discrimination will also be extended to the private sector. Currently, public sector workers are allocated with 7 days of paternity leave. So with the passing of this bill, similarly, the private sector will also be able to enjoy 7 days of paternity leave. But I would like to also say, you know, it's the message we're sending to the community. Right. That fathers have an active role to play too after childbirth.
Yeah.
They need to be around to bond with their newborns, support their wife. In fact, there are studies that shows children with involved fathers have better social, emotional, as well as cognitive development. So this is the stronger message we want to send out to fathers for their role as a parent. Of course, we welcome the increase in the maternity leave from 60 days to 98 days, as this is in line with the International Labour Organization, as well as the right for employees to request for flexible work arrangement.
Right.
So I would say that all of this is a pretty huge step forward for Malaysia. Definitely.
Right. Now, Meili, you have a personal attachment to the tabling of this bill, and it's something you've been pursuing for a while now. So could you give us some background on that? Tell us the story.
Championing this cause together with Women's Aid Organization is something that's truly close to my heart, especially on the protection against pregnancy discrimination, as well as championing the rights for parents at the workplace. Mm. 10 years ago, I lost my job because I was pregnant. I then reached out to the industrial relations office. I was offered compensation by the employer, which I declined. I then applied for a court hearing in the industrial court and eventually filed a civil suit at the magistrate court. Mm. But through it all, I didn't have any legal recourse within the Employment Act 1955 to protect my right of being pregnant at the workplace. The only thing I hung on to was that Malaysia is a signatory to the Convention of the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, or known as CEDAW. Mm. That wasn't enough for me to win my court case.
Right.
It was definitely a long, painful journey, which I wouldn't want another person to go through. And honestly, many wouldn't as well. I had then decided to reach out to Sumitra of WAO. And over lunch, you know, together we and her team, we decided to do something positive, to make a change. And that's when our journey towards public affairs, advocacy and lobbying work for change begin. So my firm, Perspective Strategies, collaborated with WAO to firstly kick off the pregnancy discrimination campaign back in 2016, followed by the launch of the Rights for Parents campaign. And we continue to build the momentum in the media, as well as on-ground engagement with various stakeholders through the team at WAO.
Right.
So many conversations were created, many conversations happened, and years later, today, here we are, you know, with the positive changes. So this is truly a blessed moment.
Right. If you think about it, her kid will be 10 years. Right. And that's how long it's been. Right.
Yeah.
And you know, Meili, what's some of the hurdles that were mentioned before passing this bill? Right. And why do you think it took so long to amend, considering these have been pressing issues for a while now? I think maybe the different government administrations.
I'm sure that many shared that, you know, it took a long time for these amendments to be passed. Advocacy takes time.
Right.
Lobbying work takes time. Engagement work takes time. So I would still say, you know, there were hurdles that we faced. And one of the biggest hurdle was the change of government, which happened quite a number of times throughout the entire advocacy journey. To a certain extent, it brings a level of uncertainty because lobbying work needed to be restarted, refreshed, rebriefed. You know, different people were involved. Different engagements had to take place. And secondly, the pandemic. You know, understandably, COVID-related matters took priority, especially in the last 2 years.
Mm.
But on this note, I'd like to definitely give full credit to the team at WAO because of their endless lobbying and advocacy work. and engagements with various ministries to make this positive change happen.
Right. Now, Meili, how does this bill compare to our neighboring countries? And is it in line with other developing nations as well?
As mentioned earlier, the 98 maternity leave days is already in line with the ILO. So that's an acceptable minimum, really. Mm-hmm. For paternity leave, there really isn't any standard. Some countries allocate even up to 14 or 15 paternity day leave. Mm. To me, 7 days is a great start. In fact, it is a very, very good start. As currently, the allocation is zero paternity days for the private sector. Mm. So right now, the private sector would be equivalent to the public sector of the 7 days allocation as well.
Right. Okay. You know, the bill also covers other areas of employee rights, including the right to flexible work settings as well as paternity leave for fathers. Why are these important? How do they help with the overall picture?
Now, only if you are a parent, I'm a parent. Mm. I have three kids. You know the challenges faced as a working parent, and especially so in this pandemic. This the passing of this bill. Is time relevant? Of course, it is still at the discretion of the employer at the end of the day. But the key thinking in all of this is that the legality of such provision would exude some level of empowerment on the employee, be it on the father or on the mother, to make their choice and to defend their parental rights at the workplace. I would still say, of course, we need to balance this with the expectations of the employer so that there is a win-win situation for both parties. At the end of the day, awareness and education on the rights of parents at the workplace and working towards an inclusive workplace would be the ultimate change maker. But amendments to the Act is definitely a great push.
Right. Meili, just one more before we let you go. Moving forward, what kind of amendments can be made to further enhance employee rights here, especially when it comes to things like paternity leave here in Malaysia?
Firstly, I hope that the prohibition of pregnancy discrimination can be extended to job seekers as well. Currently, this new provision only covers those who are existingly in the workforce and does not cover or protect those job seekers. There has been several cases of women who have had their job offers retracted once they've informed their prospective employers that they were pregnant. So this extension would be a meaningful extension to the current amendment that has just been passed. Secondly, I would say look into the introduction of parental leave. Many countries already have parental leave. It's an extension to the maternity or paternity leave. It's an employee benefit that provides job protected leave. From employment to care for a child after birth so that after the parental leave, they have a job to come back to. So this is a new concept, but it would be something positive for consideration. So I would say this would be my two wish lists. But for now, I think the focus would be on the actual amendment of the Act and its implementation guidelines. Greater clarity is needed. Time is also needed. Together with the WAO, we truly want to thank all MPs who supported the amendments, the ministries for the engagement, the public for their support, and most importantly, I would say the media. Who gave us the opportunity to discuss issues that matters to the country and to the community. So thank you.
Right. Thank you, Meili. That was Tan Meili, partner and executive director of Perspective Strategies, as well as former exco of Women's Aid Organization.
Right. So that part was interesting, right? When you're applying for a job and if someone refuses your job because you were pregnant.
Yeah.
So it's hard to prove, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, it all depends on timelines.
Right? I mean, I think like maybe the only thing would be like, okay, I've given the job offer and then the person retracts. If the person during the interview says, I'm pregnant, you really have no legal recourse, right? And they can say, well, that's not the reason we're not hiring you.
Do you have an obligation to disclose if you are
you expecting? Don't have to. You know, personally, I don't think you need to tell the person.
Well, yeah.
The organization.
But yeah, that makes sense as the next step to the Employment Act. Yeah, but interesting stuff. But also, you know, this, I can just imagine what a victory this is for Mei Li and for many out there who have been championing for these amendments over the years. 10 long years for Mei Li. Yeah. But yeah, and that, I guess, wraps up our show for today. We have been talking about the recently amended Employment Bill 2021 that, you know, is helped, that is aimed at enhancing the protection for workers against discrimination. And of course, you know, all other stuff to safeguard our well-being as part of the national workforce.
Right.
And we'll have more on Enterprise BizBytes same time tomorrow. If you missed out on any part of the show, you can go look for the podcast on our website. That's bfm.my. You can also find all our podcasts on the BFM app that's available on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. Taking us out of the show right now, we have a bit of Foo Fighters. Yes. We are still reeling from the loss of Taylor Hawkins. Over the weekend. But yeah, we'll see you again same time tomorrow on Enterprise BizBytes, BFM 89.9.
Enterprise BizBytes was presented by Allianz Malaysia, empowering businesses to build confidence in tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.